This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission of India today announced a schedule for assembly elections in 5 states. Polling is to be held in a single phase in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram between the 7th and 30th of November. Elections in Chhattisgarh are to be held in 2 phases. Counting of votes for all 5 states will take place on the 3rd of December. The BJP today announced the names of candidates for poll-bound Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. The party issued another list of 57 candidates for Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will contest from Budhni seat, while State Minister Narottam Mishra will be the party's candidate from Datia constituency. The BJP also released its first list of 41 candidates for the Rajasthan Assembly polls. The list figures 7 MPs. Rajavardhan Singh Rathaur is to contest from Jotwara, and Kirodi Lal Meena will contest from Sawai Madhopur seat. The party also announced another list of 64 candidates for Chhattisgarh. Former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Raman Singh will fight from Rajnandgaon Assembly seat, while Union Minister Renuka Singh will be the BJP candidate from Bharatpur Sonhat seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan held wide-ranging talks in New Delhi today. The two leaders reviewed various facets of bilateral ties and discussed ways to further deepen the close and historic ties between the two countries. Both sides also held delegation-level talks. Addressing the joint media briefing with President of Tanzania following the talks, Prime Minister Modi said it is a historic day for India-Tanzania ties, as the age-old friendship has been elevated to a strategic partnership. Mr. Modi said India and Tanzania are working on an agreement to increase trade in local currencies. The Prime Minister said India and Tanzania have agreed on a 5-year roadmap to significantly expand defence cooperation. Through this, new dimensions will be added in areas like military training, maritime cooperation, capacity building and defence industry. He stated that the two countries are unanimous that terrorism is the most serious security threat to humanity. India and Tanzania also inked 6 MOUs, providing for cooperation in the digital domain, culture, sports, maritime industries, and white shipping information sharing. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarvananda Sonowal, today said India has become a model investment destination. The minister was addressing a pre-event on the upcoming Global Maritime India Summit 2023 in Mumbai. Talking about the 3rd edition of the summit, Mr. Sonowal said more than 40 countries will participate in the event. He added that close to 300 MOUs are expected to be signed, leading to an investment of close to 10 lakh crore rupees and 1.5 million jobs. The summit is scheduled to be held from the 17th to the 19th of October. In the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, the death toll has surpassed 1,300, with casualties on both sides. More than 1,23,000 people have been displaced in the Gaza Strip. The fighting began on Saturday after Hamas launched a surprise attack from the Gaza Strip through a barrage of rockets at Israel and sent a wave of fighters who gunned down civilians and took hostages. In retaliation, the Israel Defense Forces initiated strikes within Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered a complete siege of Gaza. Mr. Gallant said the new measures will cut electricity and include a ban on admitting food and fuel. Meanwhile, several countries, including the US, France and the United Kingdom, Thailand and Nepal, have confirmed that their citizens were either killed or kidnapped in the attack on Israel. The US government has confirmed that 9 of its citizens have been killed in the conflict in Israel. Nepal said at least 10 of its nationals were also killed. As per media reports, more than 10 Britons are also feared dead or missing in Israel. American professor Claudia Goldin has won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for her comprehensive research on women's contribution to the labour market. In cricket, New Zealand defeated the Netherlands by 99 runs in league stage match of ICC Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad tonight. Chasing a target of 323 runs, the Netherlands were all out for 223 in 46.3 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.